Looks good.
I bet it does. Welcome back to the Two Pinos in the Pod podcast. My name is Chris, aka DJ Cool C, aka Chrissy Sins, aka Topher Bass, aka Real Man Ulit, aka Chrissy the Bish. Joined here today with my co-host, Lenny Sins, aka El Feezy, aka Leo the Firm, aka Leo the Firm in your nutsack.
AKA Kung Fu Lenny.
AKA Kung Fu Lenny. It's your boy, Lenny. Welcome to the pod.
Yo, what up, Pinos? How's it going, everybody?
Rubble.
Another beautiful day.
Rubble.
All right.
And joining us again for another week is our boy, Timmy. Timmy, say what's up to the people.
How's it going? What's up? Happy to be here.
Hi.
How come it's not doing it this time?
You got to hold it.
Okay. Balloons, shoot.
It's a party.
Yeah, what's up? Thanks for having me again. You know, another week, another podcast. Excited to be here. See how the sausage is made, you know.
And see it.
Oh.
No one ever wants to see how the sausage is made.
And get your hands in there, you know.
But they definitely want to eat the sausage.
True.
If you know what I mean.
Yep.
No one knows what I mean.
To the podcast. It's like listening to the podcast, right?
That's enjoying the sausage, you know, but someone's got to make the sausage.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get into our weeks, guys. How was everyone's week so far?
Timmy, you can go first.
Yeah. So this week, we bought some concert tickets, my wife and I, and so we're pretty excited about that. Oh. We're going to the 21 Pilots concert.
He said, why?
This August.
21 Pilots.
Yeah, 21 Pilots.
No, just sit in silence.
What is their song? What's their first song that made them popular? Shoot. Huh?
I don't know. Chris was doing
it. Please turn back time.
Oh, there we go.
To the good old days. No, that's not them?
Yeah. That's them. Yeah, they got a few popular songs. They were on the Suicide Squad.
They were on their album.
Whatever.
Who needs to go to 21 Pilots concert when we have 21 Pilots at home?
What is that? Spotify? Okay,
Chris. No, Chris. Chris singing.
Yeah, we just have Chris.
We get 21 Pilots at home.
That just bombed. Yeah, it's just 20.
Rub on a joke. Shit, that one hit.
That's good. Okay. Why are you guys making fun of the dark guy?
What do you mean?
This is 2K all over again.
How about you, Lenny? What'd you do this week?
This week, we decided to go back to the ring shop and take a look at more rings. And I think I'm finally, you know, solidifying in my pick after going back and forth. Yeah, for my ring.
What kind of camera did you get?
I got the 2024 model. Yeah, for my front doorbell.
Wait, so what do you mean? What do you mean you got your pick? Like
wedding bands? Wedding?
Yeah. Oh, you mean like for your wedding band?
For my wedding band. Okay. Yeah.
But what does your fiance want? You know, has she
figured that out? She's narrowed it down to the type she wants. She just is figuring out like where she wants to get it. Like,
one
jeweler or this other one. Yeah. But to be honest, I think she's leaning towards this other one because the salesperson at this one location was, you know, she said she was very blunt, but I think she came off very rude.
Okay.
And so,
you're not a fan of that.
You're not going to get a sale like that, buddy.
We'll see how it plays in deciding where she gets a ring. Watch, it's going to save. It's going to save.
All good.
Shoot, I was going to say something about ring shopping. Fuck, I forget. Okay, next.
No worries. No worries, beef curries. Oh, man, let me tell you guys my week, man. Because this week was my mother's birthday. Her actual birthday.
Happy birthday, Auntie.
Happy birthday, Auntie.
Speaking of, Tim is the first favorite right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
For real?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's a running joke in my family that Leonard and Tim are my brothers, and that they're my mom's sons, and that there's a ranking. I'm always last. But Tim is in the first place right now because he is successful in his career and has a beautiful wife.
I mean, success is relative.
What the fuck?
I just want to thank everyone for helping me get there. You know,
I just want to thank the Academy.
Yeah, couldn't have done it without you guys.
Coding Academy.
Coding Academy. Coding Academy.
Yeah. What's the Khan Academy? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Khan Academy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a thing.
But yeah, this week's been my mom's birthday, so a lot of things happened. It was on a Sunday, so what we did on the Sunday, it was actually a preparation beforehand because I had to go down to Sam's Club and buy a ton. And it was like a full cart of just like cookies, pastries, croissants, and like drinks and stuff like that. Just so that my mom could go to church. I also had to go to church this week. I usually am sleeping still because I work nighttime. But I woke up early, went to church, fed the entire congregation as they were walking out of church. And that was just a hassle and a half because we have a pretty decent sized church. Right, Lenny?
Yeah, we do. Wait, which one are you talking about?
Yeah, it's the one.
A-Town?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro. You know what, though? Talking about people just showing up.
Ooh, oh. Did people do that to your wedding? Was it me? I'm so
sorry. No, bro. You had an invite.
Was it me, Tim?
No. But there was a little bit of drama. You know, a little bit of drama. Ooh, people showed up who shouldn't have, you know.
I remember this drama.
Wait, how did you handle that? Because I want to learn.
I didn't even know about it. We don't need to. I don't want to get into this, you know, right now.
Lenny, we're Filipino. There's going to be more people at your wedding.
Can we cut this part out, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you end up, like, getting a seat for them?
No. We didn't do that. We definitely didn't do that. But, like, so what happened is, like, Chantel has some family in Hawaii. And some people were invited and some people weren't invited. Because like she doesn't know some of them, you know what I mean? More people showed up than were invited, and then they were upset about that. And then so some of the people who were invited ended up giving up their seat for other people who just showed up. And then it's like the husbands just waited in the car or something.
What the
And then so like people were upset about that, and you know, but that's fine. I think you just gotta kind of roll with it, you know what I mean, if that happens. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also feel like for your wedding, it was still relatively small.
Oh, it's a small wedding. Yeah. Like 80-something
people. How many people? That was 80?
I felt like a big
party.
How does it feel to get married at the same place that Max Holloway got married at?
No way. Max Holloway got married there.
Damn. Yep. Hey, you blessed too.
Hashtag blessed, yo.
Stay blessed, Timmy.
If you know what I mean. Chantal knows.
Any life updates from you guys?
No, not really. You know, same old, same old.
Okay.
Yeah, same here.
All right. Save your details then.
Keep your secrets.
Keep your secrets. Nah, it's all good. Damn. I just want to say, I fucking love hanging out with you, like, on this podcast. And it, you know, it makes me miss you and all fucking frozen. Of course it would fucking pause, bro.
That's hilarious.
Damn. Anyways, what I was gonna say is that it makes me you know, miss hanging out with you and kicking it back to the good old days.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, me too. We gotta get everybody together again, you know, like when people aren't getting married.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. Anyways, we'll chat later about our summer plans if you know you want to connect there.
Summer plans.
Me and Tim are actually hanging out in the summer.
Oh yeah, he's coming up.
You guys are?
Yeah. When you're going to Guam?
Oh, June.
Fuck. Oh,
Damn. Next time.
The disappointment.
I know, dude. Shit.
He was thinking about it. He's like, shit,
should I leave? No, fuck. That's my wedding. I probably shouldn't.
Nah, next time. We could do a winter Whistler kind of thing, you know?
Should I elope from the elopement?
Ooh, yeah, we could definitely do a winter, like, yeah. around your birthday if you want.
My birthday's not winter, but...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We could do your birthday if you want.
His birthday's... Oh, yeah. it's the closest to winter.
My birthday does sound fine to do that. I'm also turning 30 this year, so I don't know.
Gotta do it big, you know?
Yeah,
so, you know, we'll go to...
while you're young.
I don't know.
You gotta die young so that when you...
No, you won't be able to snowboard if you get too old. You know?
No, you gotta die young so that when you die, they'd be like, oh, he was too young.
You don't want them to be saying, ah, it was about time. You know?
Yeah, he was 30, you know.
Hey, he was about
the gout started kicking in.
He wasn't really bringing much hurting. To the table anymore, you know.
Did you see his ankles before he died?
Okay. He was close to getting a heart attack.
The topic for today is going to be anime. We have a ton of anime themed. I should have wore an anime shirt. I'm stupid for not doing that.
Should I change right now?
Shoot, I have one too I could have wore.
Okay, we're going to do that real quick.
Intermission.
BRB.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right, what's up, everybody? During this time, I just want to say... don't forget to like and subscribe to Two Pinos in a Pod. Follow us on Spotify, Apple, Instagram, TikTok, etc. All the different platforms. If you can, give us a 5-star rating. That'll boost our engagement, our algorithm, and really get us out there. And I just appreciate everybody that's out there watching and listening to us. So appreciate you guys. Love you. Thanks, Pinos. No fucking
matching right there.
That's so funny.
That's how you know we have great taste.
It's the chemistry.
Uniqlo, yeah? Uniqlo?
Yeah, Uniqlo. Dude, I'm so pale. Dude.
I got one. I have the one with all the Hashira in the back. Mm-hmm. But in the front, it's just Japanese letters, so I can't really, like, no one's gonna know what it is.
True.
And I got a Jujutsu Kaisen one from Uniqlo, too.
Yeah, that's where all the anime shirts are.
Funny, bro. You can tell I don't wear this one, too, because it's, like, kind of tight, bro.
And we're back. Like we were saying, guys, the topic for today is anime. So we're gonna be discussing different animes or different subtopics on anime, all revolving around this one topic of anime. Let's see. The first one that we have here is an anime that made you tear up emotional or a scene that made you feel a certain way.
I can go first on this one. And before I start, I just want to say, Tim, I really like your shirt, man.
Oh, it's a really good look on you. Shirt. It looks good. Oh, I like the color. It really brings out your eyes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your shirts look dorky, man. Shit.
Yeah, quiet over there, Mr. Dragon Ball Z.
Alrighty.
Okay, so I guess if I had to name one scene from anime that made me pretty emotional, and there's a lot, okay, that's how I know it's a good anime. But one in particular that I, you know, have seen countless times already, and I don't know if you guys know this because you guys probably don't see this anime, but it's from Haikyuu. Right, and it's
tell them to hardwire it, dude. I need help.
Okay, it's from Haikyuu, right? It's from Haikyuu, and it's bro, let me speak before I get cut off again.
Bro, he's still fucking frozen, bro.
What is it really? Not on my screen.
Wait. Okay, it's better.
Okay, so it's this one scene from Haikyuu, and I think it's their first tournament.
Wait, what is Haikyuu?
Haikyuu is this anime volleyball. It's this like really short kid, Hinata Shoyo. He's trying to like get their team to the championship.
Okay.
And I guess during their first tournament together, they come really close, but then end up losing at the last second. And so obviously they're heartbroken from it. They're like feeling defeated. And at the end of that episode, they were just like crying, eating at a restaurant, and just like crying and eating at the same time. While the coach is like trying to give them a like pep talk throughout that whole time. And like for me, I don't know, something about like crying while eating kind of takes me back, you know. Have you ever like gotten scoldings and then was told to like eat?
Yeah.
And like just eating, like eating and crying at the same time, and knowing how like depressing that shit is. Like, I think that's why that scene made me so sad.
It took you back. I was wondering too, because I'm like, what sport did you play that you had that type of scenario happen to you?
Oh, remember we were talking about us being on the varsity, or we potentially got to the varsity team, but then injuries happened. So that's when I like went home that day and was just like eating and crying. Yeah.
I thought it was like after your cross country practice and they brought you just grab some food afterwards.
But bro, my shin splints.
You're just commando in this restaurant crying into your katsu.
Senpai. All right. Who's next?
Let's see. The death of Jiraiya definitely hit me hard. I don't know, man. It's like a mentor to Naruto who'd been there for a long time. He actually was one of the few people that knew the secret about Naruto being the nine-tailed fox. Spoiler, Tim.
I read up to that point.
Okay. But yeah, Jiraiya dying is definitely harsh. And we never saw him afterwards, too. That's like what really kills it. There was no like flashback of like,
yeah, it's just
like
over.
Really seeing him be himself. It was always just like him with Naruto.
Yeah. All right, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you know, I'm not super big into anime, but I have watched a couple in my day. One of those is Demon Slayer, and so I remember the first time watching. I think it was the movie, right, that came after the first season.
Yeah, Mugen Train or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and you learn about this new character. You learn about one of the Hashira. Rengoku, the fire guy, you know what I mean? You don't really get to know him before that, right? Like, he's kind of a mysterious character, but you learn about him as the movie goes on. And then, spoiler alert, dude dies at the end, you know? Yeah. And the way he goes out, too, you know, so much honor, you know? And the way he's, like, kind of, in such a short amount of time, you know, became, like, a mentor kind of figure, you know? For
bro, he was fucking winning that fight, too.
Yeah.
He had that.
Frustrating, you know, because it feels like the demons, right? They've always got an extra thing in their back pocket, you know what I mean? Yeah, so pretty sad.
Instantaneous healing cheaters.
Yeah, yep.
Can we talk about the Full Metal Alchemist girl who got turned into a dog?
Yeah, we can talk
about
that.
That was so fucked up, man.
Yeah, dude, that came out of nowhere.
I don't know about this. So you're gonna have to tell me.
So
about
it's like
it.
It's like the second episode of this of Full Metal Alchemist. Okay. So like you're just getting into this anime, trying to feel it out, and they like hit you with this guy who experimented on his daughter and morphed her to. I'm not sure if he used alchemy to morph her into a dog, or put her soul into the body of his existing dog.
Is that how they described the scientist at first, though? Like just someone that was trying to like experiment, or
wait, why did
like,
he?
No, it was intentional.
Why would he put his daughter's soul into his dog's body?
I think he was trying to like work his way up to actual transmutation alchemy, where like he could bring someone else back from the dead.
Yeah,
because so like trying to. Go ahead.
That's the plot in alchemy where it's like forbidden to mess with someone's life, right?
I see.
Wasn't that transmutation? Like you're not supposed to do
it's
it.
It's like forbidden to do that. They also have like a law in alchemy of there has to be an equal exchange for what you're gonna be doing with.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Like something has to be given in exchange for whatever you're taking.
Damn, that's fucked up though. He used his own daughter. Why didn't he just like be a serial killer and
like
just
kidnap someone?
Yeah, some random person on the street.
Too much work.
I feel like that would be the time to do it too. It's not like there's like TVs or phones or anything in Full Metal Alchemist, you know, just magic. But I don't know. There's a guy who like cosplayed as a dog, as the dog,
as the dog, the girl dog.
Dog fucked up. They did that it. I think fun. They did it at like Comic Con or something. And I'm like, bro, I would have beat the brakes off that person.
I mean that that's become like a meme though, right? So
yeah.
Like it's pretty it's pretty relevant in pop culture, so I guess it makes sense.
It doesn't make it acceptable.
Yeah. It's an anime, you know?
Yeah, it is.
It's not real life.
Lenny, this one.
Oh, okay. So big One Piece fan here, right? And one of the scenes in that series that really like touched me and really really messed me up mentally was when Ace died. And Ace is the brother of Monkey D. Luffy, the protagonist. So if y'all haven't been watching One Piece, I suggest you guys stop listening to this podcast right now. Skip over
enough time in the world, dude. There's not I thought you were gonna say people should watch it.
You should watch One Piece, man.
You should, yeah.
Nah.
There's one anime that's been running the longest out of every one of them. Wouldn't you want to know what's going on?
The good thing, the great thing about One Piece is that it follows you throughout your whole life.
Because
you grow up with the show.
I kind of wish I had watched it earlier.
Yeah, true. I think I just binged it during my freshman year of college. But anyways, I'm still caught. but back to what I was saying, Ace's death, right? I feel like watching anime, there's always been this kind of like plot armor or this kind of armor where you're like, okay, no one's going to die because it's someone's favorite character. Same thing like when you watch TV, right? There's always that main person that you're like, oh, no one's going to die. And somehow they're going to get saved, right? But no, this is Game of Thrones shit. And I guess one of the coolest characters in One Piece gets killed by one of the admirals at one of the biggest wars ever.
Fucked up.
I guess so. Fuck. But I guess it was needed for Luffy to grow and become the King of the Pirates.
He was the brother of the future King of the Pirates, man.
King of the Pirates in the Grand Line. Gaia, Gaia.
Okay. I tried to sing that to one of my friends in Vegas, and he was like, "What are you singing?" And he he was in the middle of watching One Piece.
Wow!
I'm like, "Bro, you got me fucked up."
Is that because it's only in the dub version?
Yeah, it's only in the dub version.
So I guess you wouldn't know about it then, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, sure. But you're not a real fan if you didn't watch anime on Toonami.
I don't know about
Adult
that.
Swim.
You don't know about that?
I know about that.
No, but like you're not a real fan if you didn't watch it on Toonami.
Nah,
saying if you're late to the game, you know, they don't have Toonami no more.
They got Toonami? He was really? In Vegas.
I don't know. I don't have cable.
You know, what do you have? What are your streaming platforms that you
have? Streaming services. Netflix.
You subscribe to. Okay.
Hulu.
That's the one nowadays, bro. You gotta have Hulu.
Hulu. I got Prime. I got HBO Max or Max, whatever they call it now.
Damn, you got a lot more.
Peacock. I got Peacock.
You got more. You got Peacock.
What else?
Just tell me. I might need that password after this.
Bro. We'll see.
Apples Never Fall.
What is that?
It's on Peacock.
No, I'm trying to watch The Office, bro.
Yeah, that's why I got it, bro. I got it for The Office.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit, that's too funny.
The Office, Parks and Rec. Yep, they got Parks and Rec. They got Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'll give them that one.
Hey, yeah. After this podcast, I'm going to need that password.
Oh, why did it zoom in like that?
All right, we'll see. We can talk about it.
Yeah, I think I have pretty much the same as you, except Peacock.
Same. Oh, I have, or I guess I'm using my...
Disney
or
Plus?
Jez's friends.
Oh,
Apple
Disney
TV.
Plus. Yeah, I have Disney Apple Plus.
TV. Doesn't that come with Hulu though?
I don't know because I don't pay
together.
For Hulu.
It's new now. I think
there's a bundle now. You can just.
Oh, I also don't pay for Disney Plus.
Oh.
I get it from my mom because she works at Aulani. And then I get Hulu because
I thought she didn't work there anymore.
No, she still does. Yeah, she still works there.
Wait, what does she do?
She works for like. What like?
Give me the Kaimana discount.
I don't think the discount is very good either. So,
that's what no need to climb on a discount.
We're talking about
like
the
Kamaina one time.
Kamaina or
yeah, the Kamaina discount.
Tell your mom I'd love to take her to Monkey Pod if she wants to eat there one day.
Oh, she probably doesn't want to go, but
yeah, Monkey Pod's not the greatest.
What about Roy's? We can go to Roy's.
Roy's is good. We're getting off topic, guys.
Sorry. Okay. Back to our anime discussion.
This one, Tim can for sure join in on, unless you guys want to do more of these.
Why? How come?
I don't know. I
feel like what you trying to say about Tim? One. Huh?
Everybody has one of these.
Simp?
I don't know. Nothing's coming to mind.
Okay, the question is, your first anime crush or / best girl?
Okay, we just, no. Just first anime crush. Okay. You don't know what a best girl is? Wait, no. Hold up. You don't know is what a best girl is? This a
K-pop? No, we don't listen to K-pop.
No, it's not K-pop, okay? Fuck off. We'll save that for a later episode. We'll put Chantel on there for K-pop.
I'd be down for a K-pop episode.
No, we're going to have Chantel on there.
Yeah, she would be good.
She knows her stuff.
You guys are going to be on here, and you'd be like, if I do this, do you know what dance that's from?
I got all I need.
See, look.
Oh my God. Anyways, we'll save that for another episode. Okay.
Whatever.
So stay tuned. Don't forget to like and subscribe for more episodes and
join the Patreon
so you can get notifications. Anyways, let's go back to best girl. You guys don't know what a best girl is?
I don't know what a best girl is.
Never heard it.
Best girl is pretty much just like the anime term of like your favorite girl character. And it's not necessarily for like the looks and the attraction to the character.
Oh, okay.
It's like the... Is this guy really chugging Hennessy right now?
Sorry, shit.
He's trying to get there, man.
You guys have been drinking this whole time.
Pour me one, brother.
I'll have
one
too.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Don't be shy. Pour some more.
more.
Anyways, just to finish what I was saying, best girl is pretty much just like emphasizing strong women in anime.
I see. So it's not not about the looks necessarily.
Yeah, not necessarily, but you know, it could be included in there.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a weeb.
We know.
You're not a weeb. You just don't want to be a boo.
And I'm proud.
So first crush in anime, I'm gonna say Bulma from Dragon Ball.
I gotta look this up.
Original Bulma from Dragon Ball. The one that Goku smacks.
Pull up a picture. What?
Bro, what? Oh my God. Please.
Dog, you don't know?
Please.
I never watched Dragon Ball.
It's a great show, Tim. It's a great story. Okay. It's not about being muscular and fast.
What about Bulma are you such a fan of? Or were
I must have missed that episode.
It's probably the big eyes.
Don't they all have big eyes?
Exactly. But she was like the first anime girl I saw on screen.
I see. So she was like the first.
Yeah, it's very nostalgic. But then she also grew up to be a baddie and the wife of the Prince of All Saiyans.
Baddie.
More like the King of All Saiyans because his dad died, but whatever.
I don't know what that means, but sounds
they'll
good.
Know. How about this one, Tim? You didn't.
I never watched.
Not even in the morning before school.
No, you know what I watch in the morning before school? What is Caillou. That shit? No.
Shin-chan.
Did they have Caillou back then?
Yeah, they Sang-wa. Had like Sang-wa, yeah.
I watched what is it?
It's Nihao
like,
Kailan.
No, it's like the Looney Tunes.
Baby Looney Tunes.
Yes,
Looney
Tunes.
Come on, everybody, it's a Looney for day.
Oh, that's the shit. You start the day right, you know what I mean?
Sylvester Bugs
and Daffy,
Baz and Lola too. Tweety such a sweetie.
You got your fucking baby.
And all we need is you. Yeah.
And then eventually we started watching the news, you know, so.
Oh,
you gotta grow up, right?
When we got to like third grade, we started doing that, and I was like, man, I don't give a fuck about the weather. Yeah. Put on baby Looney Tunes.
Don't show me the traffic cameras. You know what I mean?
Show me what grandma's doing.
Danielle Tucker, get the fuck off of my screen.
Wait, I remember there's an attractive woman in the morning KHON2 news.
Oh,
forgot her name though.
Nowadays or before?
Before.
Oh. Probably old now.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah. Anyways, let's go back to anime. So you're saying you've never seen Sailor Moon?
I mean, I've seen like I've probably seen clips, you know, but I've never like watched it. Like I've never engaged with it.
I would be hard pressed if they asked me to like describe the show because it's been so long that for me to actually understand what goes on in a typical episode. But yeah, Sailor Moon still holds a special place in our hearts.
Oh, I feel like for me, something just came to mind for me because I feel like I watched Naruto a lot as a kid.
Okay. And Hinata did it for you.
No. Is that the girl, the dog girl or the mind girl or something? Whichever
the
one.
Mind girl.
Oh, yeah. That's the mind girl. Yeah.
Ino.
Yeah.
I can see that. Because going off of your previous taste, I can see it.
What is that supposed to mean? What
is that supposed to mean? That is not his.
Seeing off of your previous taste in women, that makes sense.
None of the women.
You look at your wife, man. She's an independent, strong person.
Who doesn't want an independent, strong person?
Ino's an independent, strong person.
I know. Who doesn't want
She's not blonde.
Well, who said that he was going for her because of her looks?
True. What is it? She's the best girl, Leonard. Come on.
Come on, Leonard. Educate yourself, Leonard.
Yeah, Ino sucked, though. She was trash.
Yeah, she was trash.
Yeah, she wasn't the best fighter.
She didn't even do anything in the war, Tim. That's how you know
Hinata
she was useless.
Would cook more than Sakura and Ino.
That's
Hinata
right.
Would.
That's
right.
54 she needs, grams. She needs a little more self-confidence. Pounds. You know what I mean?
No, Hinata would.
Oh, my God. Do that one more time, please. I lagged out for a second.
Come on, come on, no!
Oh, that is too funny.
Oh, man. Good clip stuff. This next one, for sure, you know about, though.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay. Next one is Dark Magician Girl.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
I mean, I get it.
We grew up in that Yu-Gi-Oh era.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh was the thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like for a long time, our like toy choices were dictated off of animes and not just like cartoon shows.
Well, like what else?
Like our anime, like we were into Beyblades, we were into Pokemon cards, we were into Yu-Gi-Oh cards, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, yeah. I had other toys though.
Question. Yeah, I had Power Rangers and like wrestling.
Yeah,
toys.
Yeah. But
Do you remember when they had the Yu-Gi-Oh movie, and they would give you a God card?
They had a movie.
And when you would go, they would give you a God card. They'd give
God
you
card? Is that like one of the what is
the obelisk
God cards?
Obelisk or
Scyther the Sky Dragon.
I got out when it was like the Exodia.
Yeah, Slifer.
And that's the first season. You got out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you would get one of those when you would go to the movie, and I think I ended up watching the movie twice so I can get more cards.
I was mad because the Winged Dragon of Ra wasn't red, you know, because Ra is red. Ra is war.
You're losing.
Is that so? I don't know. But anyway, Dark Magician Girl.
Baddie.
Classic.
Batty with the short skirt.
But you know what?
What else you gotta say?
She's a strong, powerful woman.
Was she though? Aren't they like?
She was like 2100 attack, Leonard. Don't lie to me.
That's pretty good. Anything above 2K.
Yeah, but you had to sub two of your characters for her.
She was a 5-star, right? So you would have to tribute one. Anyways, I would tribute three characters for her.
Okay. Good to you. No.
What a gentleman. What a gentleman.
What a guy.
What a gentleman.
All right. That's it for that.
Let's move on to the next.
Do we have any other hot
Thank
anime
God
people?
It was short. You know, let's not get too deep into this topic so people don't think we're weird.
Okay, fine. We're all like, you know, we all touch grass. So, most hated anime character?
You know, one came to mind though now.
Like, who you got?
So, have you guys seen Attack on Titan?
Oh, that was recent. Huh?
Yeah, this one's recent. But
damn, this is a long ass pause.
What is it? You know the
sorry.
The girl the young girl who ends up shooting Sasha?
Oh, in Attack on Titan?
Yeah. She's super fucking annoying.
I'm gonna look.
She just blew the whole shit up. You know what I mean?
I feel that.
And she's just complaining the whole time. She's basically like Aaron, though.
Gabby.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's what they're going for. Yeah, Gabby.
Fuck
yeah.
Don't use her real name, Tim.
She should have died.
It's okay. Shabby.
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 Sharon?
Not too shabby.
Yeah, but
more like stabby. No?
Too far, Leonard.
Sorry, sorry. It's just an anime, bro. She's not real.
All right, the next one. We got the first three of mine. So, Frieza from Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, Dragon Ball, yeah.
Oh, that's what I've been doing all episode.
Dragon Balls?
No! Freeze!
My bad.
All right, dragging these balls across your face.
Dragging these balls, dog. Nah, you know
that's
what?
Too funny.
Fun fact, Dragon Ball Z was supposed to be Dragon Ball 2, but the creator wrote the 2 like a Z, so they just ran with the Z.
Oh, because is there a first Dragon Ball?
Yeah, original Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball.
Oh, wow. A little fun.
But then the
fact.
Z ended up becoming like Z Fighters, right?
Yeah. So it kind of worked out, part I guess. Of the... When it came to the Western peoples, it became Z Fighters.
The Westerners.
Yeah. We got Blackbeard as the next one.
One Piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anybody and knows One Piece, one. Blackbeard sucks.
Bro, he's trash. He's a sandbagger.
Why?
And I'm talking about that that fight between the Whitebeard pirates.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
He's a bad guy.
Oh.
Technically, he's on the good guy's side because we root for the pirates because he's a pirate.
Okay.
Because this goes into our next topic, our next person. It's all of the world government in One Piece because everyone is against them. Because they
is that
are
an
trying...
official term? All of the world government?
They're called the world government.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But all of them, including all of the ranking officials and everyone all the way down, are extremely corrupt and trying to hide information from the public. Kind of like...
Sounds familiar.
Sounds
like
familiar.
Just... Sounds like some countries out there.
Sounds like some state representatives.
Have you guys seen those memes where it's just like, what anime has taught me? And it's like, Naruto, believe in yourself. Dragon Ball Z, never leave a friend behind. And it's like, One Piece, the government is against us and we should never trust them. But we need to work as a regime to work against them.
Damn.
Never seen
that's
that?
Too real.
I haven't
that's
seen that, real. But shit, that's real. Yeah.
I know, right?
Dude.
What else we got?
I'm going to say I hate Zenitsu from Demon Slayer.
I mean, bro, I get it.
Bro's a...
Understandable.
Yeah, but he can also show up, you know what I mean?
I know, I think it's funny before that he has to cry and run away and act
and
like a
little
coward. He's
got the snot bubble coming out of his nose.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And then just, you know, what do you call that? Simping over Nezuko-chan?
Yeah. Bro, you had to add
that
the,
guy's
kind of
weird. Nezuko-chan!
Is there a guy in... JJK that like whatever he says people do around him?
What do you mean?
Like say if he were to stub his toe, people around him and he says shit, everyone around
oh
him
that's the tuna guy, right? The tuna mayo guy.
I think so.
Oh. Or no, is it? Maybe not.
But yeah, it's from the same anime, right? So there yeah. there was a meme TikTok. It was like, watch this, and it was the guy walking with three people and he stubs his toe and he goes shit, and in the comment the description said, imagine if he said fuck.
So
different anime.
Different anime. Mm. Different genre. Yeah. Different genre on the hub. The next one is, I think it's pretty funny you put this. Boruto. And in parentheses it says from Boruto.
Thank you for clarifying. That's for me.
Yes.
That's for me.
I didn't know which Boruto you were referring to.
Just so you guys know which one.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Boruto, except I know people hate Boruto. That's it.
Yeah. That's... You guys ready for the next one that's coming up?
Next what?
The next Naruto one is called Zoruto.
Oh, no.
What is that?
Zoruto the
Are
Last Generation. No?
Are you trolling right now?
Kind of, yeah. I don't know.
Like Gen Z?
Gen Z.
Boo. Boo. That joke was trash.
good one. Rob on a joke.
Shit.
All right, next topic. Are we good here?
Yeah.
We're good.
All right, cool. top three anime. Each of us has a list. First one is Lenny's. Go ahead, Lenny.
So number one, I'll start from the bottom. So number three, this list was actually kind of hard to come up with.
A lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah, lots of good stuff. I think top three, I'll start with the third one. There's a little recency bias in that one, but it's still a really good anime. And it's Demon Slayer.
Okay.
Kimetsu Classic. No Yaiba.
Represent.
Yeah. For all those Japanese sub people there. Number two is Haikyuu. As I mentioned before, it made me emotional.
It's still fascinating to me that you love this show so much. We didn't even play volleyball. Funny.
It's also funny because it's an anime about a sport. So obviously it's scripted and it's not like live sports, you know?
Yeah. I mean?
But it's so good. It's so good.
No, they play one game in that show and it takes half an hour.
One game.
Yeah, but shoot. All the angles and all the thought process that goes into it. The mm-hmm. What do you call that?
Yeah, I stand this anime for that because it's still pretty dope.
There's a movie coming out this year that I'm excited to watch. And if I have to, I will watch it by myself.
I'd watch it.
Just like how I watched. What movie did I watch by myself? I watched Endgame by myself.
You did? What?
I did because all my friends were busy or they watched it already, and I was like, wild. "Well, I'm gonna watch it."
I went to go watch Endgame. I think I watched Endgame three times with three different sets of people.
See, exactly. TFTI.
I think those movies are overrated.
The Marvel ones.
Yeah,
I think now they are because they just did. They went with quantity instead of quality.
Yeah.
I agree. Like the movies nowadays are not as good as the one before.
Yeah, Winter Soldier, perfect movie.
Really good movie.
Yeah.
What is the Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel weak movie.
Not good. I haven't even seen it.
That movie was Atari because it was weak game.
Well, what's your number one?
Number one, One Piece. You saw that I had a shirt from the last episode. I just love One Piece, man. It's been something I've been watching from early childhood, and it's going to follow me until further along into my adulthood. And you know what? It's got a great story. It just keeps getting better with each arc. The fan service in there, amazing.
And so you don't have a problem with it, like, never ending?
No.
I mean, there's going to be an end, but I don't have a problem with it, with how long it is right now.
I see. You don't feel like it's been dragged on. Like, you feel like it's been thoughtful and, like, it's...
There's, like, barely any canon, any filler in that anime.
I love how it always talks about, like, backstories to different people and going in depth with the characters. Yeah. And then, like, tying all the loose ends together in some arcs.
The continuity is there.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. There's still a lot of questions I have about the show.
Oh, there's even more questions nowadays, man. Because we're getting towards the end.
Supposedly.
One Piece, and I want to go to Shonen World one day.
One Piece Z.
You want to go to what?
One Piece Z. Shonen World.
What is that?
Where they have, it's like a Disneyland for anime.
Yeah, Shonen Jump.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they have like the Thousand Park. Sunny. Yeah, I think they have like Gundam there too.
Shonen Jump.
There we go.
Like manga stuff.
Yes, sir. Ski. I would go. I would for sure want to go to like the One Piece area and just see how everything is looking like. Yeah. I have a similar. I have a very old school top three because I don't really watch new anime. I just rewatch a lot of old ones.
Fair.
We see that, you know, just if there's good ones, why not just pick out the good ones?
True.
I do indulge in a few really bad ones though. So.
What do you mean by bad ones?
Like ones that just include a lot of fan service and not much plot.
Oh, so you're a man of culture.
Man of culture, yeah. I get dragged into these scenarios by the people
who's
dragging.
Who's ballsy?
Dude, I talked about this on the podcast. Autumn hit me with like, "Oh, I really like this anime. It's on Hulu. You should watch it." And it's like 80% fan service. And I'm like, "Why are you making me watch this?"
Which one is that?
Kill la Kill.
Oh, yep, you're right.
But my top three, we're going to go in order of age, I guess. It will be the oldest one is Yu Yu Hakusho. Have you watched that one, Timmy?
I've seen clips, probably seen some of it, but not devoted.
I wish they would, like a modern day animator would take that show and redo it. That way we could get some really dope fight scenes. But it's still really good for what it was. Dragon Ball, the original Dragon Ball, because I feel like as much as I love Dragon Ball Z and like the aesthetic that it had, Dragon Ball had a way better story to it. And there was like more explanation on to like why he has a tail and all this other stuff. And yeah, Bulma's in it. It's really funny. It's actually really
Bulma.
Funny.
Speaking of.
Yeah. And One Piece is number three. Because of obvious
reasons. Number three. Everybody likes One Piece.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Those who've watched it like One Piece. If you haven't watched it, then you shouldn't be saying that you don't like it.
That's fair.
Yeah, bro.
That's fair.
Give it a try.
I got no... I've watched some One Piece.
They made a live action one.
You watched the live action?
No, I'm not watching the live action.
It wasn't bad.
I heard it's not bad. Yeah, I heard it's not bad. Which is, I guess that's praise, I think.
Because there's some trash-ass live action ones. Dragon Ball. be one of them.
Oh, disrespect in his top three, dude.
That's your top three,
action,
boss.
I mean, the live action.
The live action trash.
Oh, okay. They have a live action Dragon Ball?
Yeah.
Bro, it was bad.
It was a white guy with the hair.
That sounds right.
They had Jamie Chung in there.
Yeah,
Chi-Chi? She was Chi-Chi, right?
What'd you call me?
I said you got big Chi.
Oh man!
But yeah, I mean,
yeah, my top three I think are a little, you know, not traditional. I guess you wouldn't necessarily call them anime, maybe, but it's like it's animation. You know, it's allowed.
Yeah.
So I think my number three, we're gonna go with Avatar: The Last Airbender. It's like not a Japanese anime. I guess it's an American.
I count
anime
that as an anime,
but we stand at.
Yeah. I feel like it's like a show that you can return to. You know, it's so well made, and I feel like especially with the live action thing that just came out, like it kind of exemplifies like how good the original story was. You know, and
yeah,
why are they trying to change it? You know, like just they got the
blueprint, name broken.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Favorite character from that show?
Ooh, favorite character?
Yeah,
it's got to be Iroh for sure.
Ooh, oh yeah,
Uncle.
Yeah, Iroh.
Uncle
Iroh.
Yeah, he's got it all.
Uncle.
My number two pick is gonna be Demon Slayer.
Yo, let's go.
Because I feel like, yeah, we got the shirt. We got the shirt.
Do you know? Are you able to sing the theme song off the top of your head right now?
Dang. Nope. For sure not. Haven't seen it.
Just skip intro, huh?
No. But you know, it's just not fresh in the mind. But I feel like Demon Slayer, like the animation is really good. Like it's like super vibrant. And, like there's. The action's portrayed really well, you know, compared to something like Naruto, where, like, the action is kind of underwhelming. And I guess it's, you know, like, 20 years difference, probably, but it really looks good.
With all the filler episodes, too.
Yeah. Naruto, for sure, had a lot more filler.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Demon Slayer, you don't really feel like there's filler. Animation looks good. You know, what more can you ask for? Decent story.
Mm-hmm.
And then last, my number one. This is a movie, so it's a little different.
Why is there Chris here?
He probably thinks we're asking for his name, but no. Yeah, my number one's Your Name. I don't remember who made it.
I like
but
that one.
Yeah, he came out with like three movies. I feel like that's my favorite one. It definitely like we were talking about like emotional moments in anime. Mm-hmm. Definitely a lot of emotional moments in that. And it's kind of what I like about it is it reminds you of that feeling of, you know, like when you have a dream, but you kind of remember having a dream, but it doesn't, you know, it's kind of like something's fleeting, you know, that fleeting feeling of something.
Yeah.
Like that? Capture. Have you not seen it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you got to watch this, dude.
I will.
Super good. Yeah.
Movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a movie.
Yeah.
Was it on?
Super good. Everybody should watch it. I don't know. You probably got to pay for it, to be honest. Maybe it's on Crunchyroll. I don't know.
You can probably
maybe on Max.
Find a pirated.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, going back to top animes, I feel like if there's a banger for the intro song, that's how you know that it's a good anime.
True.
What about the outro song?
Outro song too.
Yeah, doesn't matter as much, but yeah.
If there's a banger outro song though, it's like...
No. For the outro song, if the choreography is good, that's what it matters.
The choreo. Gotta have the good choreo.
Yeah.
All right.
That's our top three. Yeah, those are good. Those are solid top threes, in my opinion. That's like, that's more catered to just you personally than like top three with like metrics and stuff. So
Yeah.
I like that a little bit more. But we're going to have to skip a couple of these.
We definitely have to talk about this next one.
Okay. So the next topic is the social climb of anime lovers in society. So it's more so before when we were kids, it was kind of like a weebish thing to do. And weeb being like a very different term nowadays, but you were pretty much a dork if you liked anime. Yeah, maybe not so much where we lived. Maybe not so much where we lived because a lot of us like grew up with anime and reading manga in school and whatnot. But I feel like overall,
people there's a stigma.
Yeah, there was a stigma. There
oh, yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
Sure.
But yeah, nowadays, like,
you got kids running around with their Naruto hands.
Bro, you do the Naruto run, dude?
That's still that's still cringe, though.
Yeah, bro. I don't know.
We're only doing that to make fun of stuff, you know?
You got to respect it, though. You got to respect it.
Hey, if they run faster than you, you can't get mad at them. True. Just saying. Did you guys get teased a lot for liking anime?
I didn't, but I didn't really I didn't really share that I was into anime at all. You know what I mean? Like, that was something that, like, I just, you only talk about if it's brought up, I feel like, you know, for me. Like, mm-hmm. if someone else is like, oh, you know, I like this anime, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, I like this one. But, mm-hmm.
true.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I share the same opinion, but I would be more vocal about, like, my opinion with anime. And I think I would watch it in public, and then people would be like, oh, you watch anime? It's just a cartoon. How old are you? Blah, 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 you weirdo. So yeah, I did get teased for liking anime.
But it's, you know, it's so it's interesting cool now, though. You know, yeah, it's super cool now. Like, it's like the norm, you know, to watch anime. Like, nobody.
Oh, they got shirts for animes at like regular stores now.
Yeah, like at Target.
I got this from Target. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can before you'd have to go down to like Spencer's or Hot Topic and buy a shirt and like pretend like you didn't know anybody in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't make eye contact.
Exactly. Yeah. But now. Super acceptable, and we like wear it proudly too. People are wearing shirts. People are like,
yeah, it's cool.
Really into
it's good.
It. And I feel like it's better for like the animators too because they feel like their work is more appreciated.
Yeah, it's good for everybody.
They're more likely to what is it called? Make the anime version of the manga.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't get paid a lot. The animators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get. I think
they get like a portion.
Poor living situations.
Oh, ooh. Really?
Like shitty work hours and all that stuff.
That's a lot of the culture in Japan, though. They kind of overwork.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is the Japan culture.
Yeah. But yeah, I work with kids, and some of the ways that I connect with them is talking about anime. I have like a little Zoro keychain on my badge, and sometimes like the kids will be like, "Oh my god, you watch anime? You know Zoro?" And then we just talk about different stuff and like,
that's cool.
Shows that we watch. So. That's one way I like connect with the kids, and that's how I know that it's cool.
Yeah, yeah, because they're talking about it.
Shout out to the kids.
Yeah, so that makes me cool.
Shout out to the kids.
Because I know it.
Next generation.
This is for you.
America.
Yep.
We do it for the kids. We crawled so they can run.
We walk so they could run.
You open the door so they can walk through.
Yes.
Either one. Can we, is this a hot take or is it not? For people who watch anime are relatively better people morally.
I don't think that. I don't think,
you
that,
don't think that.
Yeah, I don't know if that correlates.
I would say so. I feel like the lessons in like older anime, especially in shonen anime, were more relatively like targeted to make sure kids were treating each other right.
Mm-hmm. I think you bring up a good point about how like kids that are watching anime are typically more of a like a nicer person because I don't know, I mean they're just not like out there doing drugs or something.
Yeah.
Too busy binging
bullying other kids that watch anime.
Oh, you want to smoke weed, son? Let me give you something. Here's the first season of One Piece. Let me know when you finish that. I'll give you some more.
That's one way to go about it.
Yeah, man.
Interesting take. I like that. Dude, Chris, yours on my screen, you're like in slow-mo.
Oh, yeah?
But Tim is fine.
Is that a fat joke? Oh, man. I think we switch over to the this or that just to close it off.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Sounds good to me. All right, guys, the next top, next segment is this or that. We're going to choose two topics, and we're going to choose between this or that. First one we got today, with it being an anime-themed episode, is going to be Goku versus Saitama. Do you know who Saitama is, Tim?
No, I'm looking that shit up right now.
Go ahead.
So I can make my vote. Oh, I know Saitama. Oh, okay, shoot. Cool.
You got
yeah.
a bald head.
Oh, I already bald
head.
My vote for sure.
All right. Who you guys got?
I'm going with Saitama, One Punch Man.
I'm going
for
with
sure.
Saitama too, man.
Yeah, it's an all-around vote for Saitama. Sorry, Goku. I love Goku and all, but Saitama's gonna win that fight.
All he needs is just one
it's
punch.
Not even about the fight. Not even about the fight. I feel like the Saitama vibes. You know what I mean? Like, he's just,
yeah,
it's just him.
It's like whatever. Yeah.
How the heck did he get strong though? You know,
because he had his regimen. He had his
yeah.
Regimen.
He ran two. He had a 4 mile run, 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups.
There's got to be more to that.
No, that's it, bro. That's all it,
bro.
It takes.
That's
that
all
could
it
be
is.
You. It could be you.
It could be you, boss.
You're right. I got to do it for the wedding.
4 mile run every day. Oh,
I'll be
imagine.
So jacked.
Dog, I can barely do a mile.
It's okay. Walk. You can walk.
Dog, I was
we
talking
so
to...
You could run.
Time out. I was talking to Autumn, and I was like, hey, when you were in PE, did they make you run a mile? Like, yeah, I walked it. I was like, okay, makes sense. How long did it take you? She said 14 minutes. 14 minutes is kind of long, isn't it?
For walking a mile?
Yeah.
No, that's about right.
I think
really?
It's probably about right for walking a mile.
I feel like
mile,
it's like
yeah.
closer to 12. 10
really?
To 12.
You're walking the whole thing?
Yeah.
I like ran and walked my freshman year, and I got a time of 11 minutes.
Yeah, I feel
sense.
Like I got something about that.
Yeah, right?
That's running and walking.
No, but though. This is a little bit of running, a little bit of walking.
Okay. I guess so.
If you're athletic, you can run a mile in like 6 to 7 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like crazy.
I got to try and get back up to that. I want to get a 7-minute mile down. I think I can do it. It's got a lot of mass on me now.
My cousins, they can run their mile like under 6 minutes.
That's crazy.
I've only gotten to like the under 7.
Like I don't even think I've ever had
that.
That
was my peak.
Never had that.
6.5.
Good. All right. Next one is going to be Ninetale Powers or Nika Powers, which is a devil fruit.
Oh, is this a...
Spoiler. Spoiler alert.
What is the thing called? One Piece?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
I'm going to say Ninetales.
We're going to reword it and say a Jinchuriki's powers.
Ooh.
Or a devil fruit power.
Jinchuriki. I don't even know what this is.
A tailed beast.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess I can't really have an opinion here. But, I mean, I've watched some Naruto, so we're going to go with the tailed beast.
I think the tailed beast is sick.
Yeah, I feel like the tailed beast is more... There's more... diversity in the power,
yeah.
You know,
and I kind of like it because it's like you're working with another being.
Yeah, so there's kind of a give and take there too.
Yeah.
All right, it's who's gonna win friend. This fight? Who wins this fight? Itachi versus Kakashi.
I'm going Kakashi, dude.
You going Kakashi?
I don't know if he's winning it, but I'm a Kakashi stan. So
okay,
gotta go with my guy.
I'm going Itachi, bro. I'm going Itachi.
I'm gonna be the tiebreaker here.
This
the mangek no the what is it called the genjutsu
yeah I mean I feel like Itachi would probably win
yeah Itachi got more eyes bro
yeah so. I'm gonna say Itachi would win just because of his like hereditary power.
All right, who wins the debate on subbed versus dubbed?
Subbed.
Oh, subbed. 100%.
You gotta watch
if you subbed. Watch dub I'm judging you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You're inferior.
Except maybe if you're eating
food. Okay. Okay.
Cannot read the subtitles, you know, so.
Yeah. Maybe you're cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah. It's acceptable.
Maybe you're taking a shower.
Yeah. Taking a shower. Is that
it sounds wrong, though, man. It sounds wrong.
It is.
It is.
Give me... Okay, all right, that wraps it up for this episode. Perfectly timed, too.
Yes, sir.
All righty, guys. If you like the content, go ahead and give us a like on the video. Dislike if you didn't. Whatever. Who cares?
I don't think you can do that.
Oh, you
I don't
really?
Think you can. You can't. You can't dislike YouTube videos anymore, right?
Oh, you can. Yeah, you can. There's a thumbs down button.
Really?
But not for our videos.
Not for our video. Go ahead, and give a thumbs up. If you are listening to us on Spotify or Apple Music or iHeartRadio for some reason or Amazon Prime, give us a 5-star rating on there so we can get a little bit of algo help and get some exposure for our podcast. Follow me. My name is Chris. You can find me on every platform at Real Manulit. That's RealManiulit. Lenny, go ahead and plug your stuff.
You can follow me only on Instagram at LeoDaFirm, LeoDaFirm. And soon, well, I don't know how soon, but eventually I will stream on Twitch at Lfeezy, L-F-E-E-Z-Y. Mm-hmm.
Yo, shout out your wife's TikTok.
My wife?
No, not you. You don't have a wife.
No. We're not shouting it out.
Oh, why? She posts a good amount of stuff.
We want the organic growth. We're looking for organic growth.
This is how you get organic growth.
I don't even know her TikTok.
This is organic growth.
Wait, you gotta wait till it comes across your feed, dude.
Oh, on my explore page.
Okay. Yeah.
She just started following me the other day, and I was like, "Oh, nice." Really? Yeah.
Oh yeah. She saw she got one of your videos or whatever.
She did
on her explore. Videos.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's
she
sweet.
She showed it to me, and I was like, "Bro, whoa. It was the one where it was like the
what kind of lesbian
one.
Are you? Yeah. So come on, those are just God fun little. It,
Chris.
It only those takes me fun. 10 seconds to make them. You know, you might as well do it.
That's funny. Yeah.
Good content.
Thank you. Can we find you anywhere, Tim?
Nope. I'm a ghost. I don't use social media, so don't even try.
Lane's going to be our Jamie of the podcast. I mean, Tim's going to be our Jamie of the podcast.
What is that?
You know Joe Rogan?
No.
Oh, is he?
I don't know who that is.
The guy off the camera that like pulls everything up.
Yeah. yep.
Awesome. Well, that is our podcast, guys. Make sure that you tune in every Wednesday for another episode. You're coming at you every Wednesday, audio and video. All righty, guys. Talk to you guys next time. Peace out.
Shoots.
Bye, Pinos. I chase.